Hold on. We will get to the garbage in just one second. We have enough time to do this real quick. It is the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. And Pork Chop, you got big news. Please share with everybody what you're so close to achieving. Your life's goal, you say.
I've never had an Instagram picture with 200 likes.
Oh my gosh, everybody. How do we like this photo to help you get to the top?
Well, I'm at 183 right now, so I'm confident I'm going to hit 200 anyway. But
oh, okay, then never mind then. I guess you don't want anybody to go check out your Instagram.
Well, I mean, I'm at 184. Alex just liked it, so thanks, Alex.
Well, you're welcome.
I just unliked it. You're at 183.
Taking one for the team.
All right, what is your social media?
It's at Producer Pork Chop.
All right, go. What photo are we liking here?
It's my most recent one, the black and white one.
Oh, my goodness.
You and your boyfriend take the same photos, by the way, all the time.
My caption is, "A gloomy Monday calls for a gloomy selfie, even though I like cloudy days."
Hashtag depressed.
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Cardi B has officially deactivated her Instagram account. Speculation is that Cardi B deactivated it after receiving backlash for taking back her husband, Offset, who publicly cheated on her more than once. You idiot. What an idiot.
Wait a minute. You're telling your future husband cheats on you. You're not going to take him back?
I think there's a difference. Like, first of all, what kind of cheating it is. Like, was it just a text? Was it just emotional?
Was it
straight
up
sleeping?
What if it was just the tip?
Was it one girl? Was it 50 girls? Like, Offset, it's been multiple girls. Like, Khloe Kardashian's, you know, boyfriend Tristan. Multiple girls. Every single time they say, "I'm so sorry, I'll never do it." Then they go back and do it. Like, that is not, you know, I'm not, obviously, I'm somebody that believes, like, you get married once. And, you know, if at all possible, don't get a divorce.
What about five or less?
People do make mistakes.
Cheats on you five or less people.
No, that's too many. I'd say more than one, but even the one, it just depends on the context of the situation.
I mean, if they're really hot, you gotta be okay with that.
Cardi B is stupid. She also might be getting backlash because she thanked Tom Petty for sending her flowers after the Grammys.
I saw that. That's
but
awkward.
Tom Petty died in 2017, and people were roasting her for that. So she kind of just looks stupid.
Do you think somebody sent it, though, saying Tom Petty, like, to mess with her?
So they quoted, I don't know who sent them, but what happened was on the card, they used a Tom Petty quote, like lyrics, and then wrote, like, it said, like,
oh,
dash
God.
Tom Petty, meaning that whoever sent it used his lyrics, signed that they were Tom Petty's lyrics, and then wrote their name on it. But
yes,
she just saw the dash Tom Petty and said, "Oh, thank you, Tom Petty."
I also want to thank Elvis for these flowers,
dude.
Who else is she shouting out?
Too soon,
dude. I just got 100 likes on that picture.
Okay.
In 5 seconds?
Yeah, 100. I just tripled what I had in 12
hours. Wait, hold on.
That's not right.
Yeah, that's right. I swear.
That has to be Russian bots or something.
No, people are actually listening to us.
Well, oh my God.
Dude,
welcome to the party. Oh my gosh. Well, then fine. I need everybody to go follow me on Instagram.
Oh, this is so. This is
Joe
just,
Pesh Radio. PESH.
This is so cringy.
Joe Pesh Radio.
Can't.
And I'll tell you why. It's a photo with me and my little brother. I do Big Brothers Big Sisters. Joe Pesh Radio. Go like it. I need 500 more likes.
Katy Perry's shoe line has a few shoes that are getting criticism after resembling what looks to be blackface. The two different shoes have faces on them with jewels, and one of the pairs is nude and the other is black. Katy's people say that there are specific shoes that are just a part of an entire line of shoes that are designed to be released. They were never intended to be offensive. They kind of look very, like, Picasso-y. The shoes have been pulled from Walmart and Dillard's websites.
Well, I'm not shopping at Walmart anymore.
Staffers at the Wendy Williams Show hope Williams and her husband Kevin Hunter never return and think work life is so much better when the couple is not around. A source said it's been like a vacation having a guest host. Everyone is laughing and smiling and working together. The source added that they'd all gotten so used to working on eggshells around Kevin and Wendy that they forgot what a fun work environment was. So Kevin Hunter is Wendy Williams' husband, I believe, but also her manager.
Mm-hmm.
And so everybody, like, hates them, I guess. She says she's like been taking a break because of health problems, which have kept her away from the show. But there are rumors that her husband has been having an affair. And so she's, like, too embarrassed to go on and, like, deal with that, especially because they work together and everybody there knows him. This is, like, a whole mess because, you know, she's obviously always putting other people's business out there. But now she's
kind of hiding
her own.
That's how she got her whole start. Whether it was radio or TV, she's always talking trash about people.
Yep. And a little bit of TV news. America's Got Talent is getting a big shakeup for next season. Terry Crews is going to take over hosting duties from Tyra Banks. Gabrielle Union and Julianne Hough will serve as new judges, replacing Mel B and Heidi Klum, who are out. Season 14 is set to air later this year on NBC. Also, the Grammys ratings were down this year 5% in viewership among 18 to 49-year-olds over last year. Every year, they go worse and worse and worse.
I feel like that's a lot of these award shows, is people don't care anymore.
That's true. Coming up in less than an hour, what Chris Pratt says about the drama surrounding his church and the LGBTQ community.